Case number 11,294, James Polio and Neela Polio, northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway, 100 feet northwest of Collins Street. Tax map ID is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 45.01. A variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Hello, Michael Paoli, Sr. or Ronald Drive, Albus Apartment.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry, I've never went to this before. I see lawyers and everybody else. I apologize.
Okay, just take your time, sir.
I'm only staying here for my son, because my son couldn't make it. He's in Washington. He's the Division of Revenue for Chris Coons. He's with Chris. He called me last minute, Dak, and you go down there. So I don't know what's going on.
No, already? Well, we're trying to help you what we can, sir.
Thank you.
What he's got down here, then he's requesting a variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for a sun porch?
Yes, a sun porch.
For a sun porch.
For my grandchildren.
Explain that to us, then?
Pardon?
You got to explain that to us, then, the sun porch that he's requesting?
Yeah, I want to, when we go down with my son, I got five grandchildren. When the weather's bad, there's nowhere for him to play, nowhere to go. So I said to my son, I said, how about if I get a sun porch built for you? For the kids, so if it rains and all, they can have some place to, you know, get together with it. So I went through the process, came down three or four times here, and then I got called to come here because he couldn't be here. He's trying to.
Okay, so let's see then.
It's nothing in there, just one big room here, so they can have some place to play, that's all.
Okay. Let's see if we got some questions from members of the board. Mr. Mills, let's start with you this time.
Yes, there's, and I would assume that you're not familiar with the standards for granting a variance.
No, I've
and,
never
nor
been.
Did he send you prepared for that. There are five standards for granting variance, and they need to be addressed to this board, and the board needs to be convinced they meet the standards.
Okay.
And you not being prepared for that, it's probably going to be my suggestion or recommendation that we leave the hearing open so that he or someone can come back and address those standards. As
I answer whatever you.
Well, you have to address the standard of uniqueness, that it can't otherwise be developed, that it isn't created by the applicant, that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, and there's a minimum variance to afford relief. And those are that's kind of an overview of those standards, and it goes into more detail. I'm not sure that, you know, it's a yes-no. It's not just a yes-no type of thing. It requires some thought, and as you can, as you have seen with the attorneys and so forth, and other applicants, you know, those standards need to be addressed. It can't be, you know, just because we want it or we need it. Typically, if those standards aren't addressed, we turn it down. I'm going to suggest that we leave the hearing open so someone can come back and address those standards properly.
Is there anything I can answer while I'm here?
Well, we can give you a copy of the standards for granting a variance.
Let's see if you can answer them, sir. That's what we've done before for people. Give them an opportunity, as Mr. Mills was saying, to come back. If you feel that you can.
In fairness to, there is still another case that we need to hear. And in fairness to those folks, if you would like, we can give you a few minutes to review that, go over it, and then let them have their hearing, and you come back before us if you'd like.
Okay, appreciate that.
Okay.
And Mr. Paoli, did I get it right, Mr. Paoli?
Yes.
Okay. On that paper I just gave you, there's some, do you see where there's some check marks?
Yes.
Those are the standards that need to be met. So when you're preparing, tailor it to those standards, if you could.
Okay.
That would be helpful to the board. Those are what you'll have to prove in order to get the variance approved.
what's to keep in mind is you need to convince us that you meet those standards.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that what you're sending to Mr. Chairman?
We're sending it to the back for time being to try to see if he can be doing that. If not, then he'll...
Okay.
Sending it back.
Right. Since there's only one more hearing, and I would, as far as opposition or those in favor, I would ask that I'd make a motion that we would leave this hearing open for until the following hearing is heard, and then we can call for.
Back from after that.
Any opposition or anyone in favor?
Is that a motion?
John? That is my motion.
Okay, I'll second that. So okay, we'll get through that.
Motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. Rickards that we leave case number 11,294 open to allow the applicant time to review the standards for the granting of the variance. Okay, all those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, motion carried. Then we'll go on then to our next case.